Welcome to Car Free Conversations. I'm Domenico.
I'm Sumitra.
And this is a podcast where we talk about how to make the best of St. Pete without the use of a car. And today, we're going to be talking about Bike and Roll with Christine McCann. Welcome, Christine.
Welcome,
hi.
Christine.
So, Christine, you joined Car Free St. Pete. You're on the committee as well.
Yes.
Can you tell me about why you're passionate about a car-free lifestyle? What made you join this committee?
I am passionate about car-free lifestyle because I'm a big environmentalist, and I feel like it's a good way to cut back on emissions from cars. And also, I enjoy biking and I enjoy walking. I enjoy the being able to see more of my neighborhood and where I'm going, and interact more with it. And I've been biking my entire life.
Yeah, as someone who has lived in other places which are much more walkable and bikeable, like, I really miss the opportunity to walk anywhere. Like, walk to a bus, then to take the bus to the train, then walk up the platform, and then, you know, like, just that whole infrastructure is what I really miss here. How long have you been in St. Pete?
I've only been here 2 years. My family moved from Brooklyn in New York, and we moved down here to be closer to the grandparents, because we have a child now. And we were worried about moving to Florida, but I am super stoked that we moved to St. Pete. I'm very impressed, and I love it here.
What's your favorite restaurant? St. Pete.
Favorite restaurant? I'm gonna go with Wild Child.
Oh, Wild Child!
In the Grand
spot.
Central District.
Yeah.
I've been for brunch and dinner now.
Yeah, I always tell people that the restaurants, like west of like 6th Street, are for locals.
Yes.
Restaurants. All the restaurants east of that, on the waterfront, I was like, only tourists go there.
And I think I've been to any restaurant.
Yeah. Also, Wild Child keeps changing their menu every now and then, which is really exciting.
Because
then also, like, sad sometimes, but because I had found, like, my favorite thing on it, and it wasn't there the next time I went there, and it's like, oh no. But it gives me the opportunity to try something else.
Right, it forces you to. So we want to hear about this Bike and Roll event that you helped coordinate, right? Can you tell us a little bit about what it is? It was on May 2nd, was it?
Yes.
And that's the National Bike and Roll.
Yes, National Bike and Roll the School Day. We decided to go with that because it was already an established date, and we were trying to figure out if there were other schools that were going to get involved or not. There weren't any in our area, but we did reach out to a few to see if they would be involved. My daughter and I bike to school every day, and it's just usually us. And I see people all the time, and they're like, oh, I wish I could bike to school. And they'd be like, that looks so much fun. And I'm like, you can. It's really easy. And so my husband brought up that it was going to be National Bike to School Bike and Roll Day. So we were like, let's just do this. And we did. We asked another school nearby if they wanted to be involved, but it ended up just being our school at the end.
So can you tell us which school it was? Or
we are at James B. Sanderlin, which is an elementary school and a middle school. So okay. I figured we had a large group of students to work with. We did it for the morning and the evening. Morning and afternoon on the way home, too. And we did two meetup locations. It's a magnet school, so it's a little different. It's not like a neighborhood school.
Yeah.
So not everybody lives nearby, and that's part of the issue. So people are coming from all over the county. So we had one location in Kenwood for a meetup to start there, because there were a lot of people that we already knew that lived in that area that were interested. And then we picked another location near the school so that people could park, and then if they lived far away, and still get to bike to school. And that worked out really, really well, I think.
And the second location was at the Delholmes Park.
Delholmes Park, yes. Mm-hmm. Just south of the school.
And so did you promoted it within the school as well? Like,
yeah, we promoted it. We did. We've got Class Dojo, which is a popular thing for schools. it's a mobile app on their phone, so a lot of people get that. We announced it on the school news. We announced it at PE class. All the PE teachers announced it. We had flyers. And then, yeah.
So you mentioned that you brought people to magnet school, so you brought people mm-hmm. from the travel to the school together. Did you also get a lot of local participation from the schools that were near the schools?
We had one other family that was going to a school nearby. There's a school that's like four blocks away. That school didn't want to participate. but we did have some kids that were going to that school that came with us.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what the why they did not want to participate? Or like, did you get any idea?
No, I'm hoping that it's just because, like, they just don't know. There's a lot right. going on in May. Yeah. Also, May yeah. is the last month of school. so sure. I fully understand because it was crazy. but I'm hoping that with all the interest we had and how great our event was, next year they'll be waiting to sign up.
So you're planning on making this an annual event?
Yeah, we do want to do an annual event. We're actually hoping we have enough interest where we might do it monthly next school year.
Oh that would once be a awesome. Month.
That would be yeah. amazing, yeah.
Do you have any other ambitions to get other schools to participate? I know it wasn't so successful this time, but...
Well, we also didn't have a lot of... Since it was the first time we're doing it, there was right. a lot of startups. Work involved,
right,
and so now that we've done it once, I feel like we can space out and maybe ask more schools to be involved and have more locations for starting. Yeah, definitely interested in that.
Did you get a sense of what was like the shortest distance that someone had traveled, and what was like the longest distance that they had biked?
Gosh, well. See, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, biking from Kenwood took about 20 minutes to get to the school.
So it's about 3
so
miles.
So it was a good, a little over 3 miles. So that was a good ride. With kids, it's also a little difficult.
That's true.
Because
yeah.
they bike. So you can't go too far away because you would have spent a long time biking to school.
So I have this statistic that I looked up. I wanted to know what percentage of children bike or walk to school. And I found that according to the National Center for Safe Routes to School, in 1969, 48% of children between the ages of 5 and 14 either walked or biked to school regularly. And today, do you want to guess what that number is?
It's really, really low. I remember looking it up too. It was like 10%.
Yeah, it's 11%.
Yes.
It's 11%. So,
yeah.
So my question is, what barriers do you think there are right now for biking to school? How can families overcome those barriers?
I think the barriers are there's a lot of cars on the road, so the roads are it's harder to cross roads when there's more cars on the roads. And just getting a good path to school is a problem. And there's more schools now that aren't neighborhood schools. If it's a neighborhood school, it's a little easier, but there's more and more private and charter and magnet schools where students don't live next to the school. And so it's a further distance. There's bigger roads to cross. We need more bike infrastructure, more crosswalks. All of that would be very helpful.
It's interesting that you say neighborhood schools. There used to be a school I live in Roser Park. There used to be a neighborhood school right in Roser Park, right? And so everybody from the area went to that school, and then they tore it down to expand the hospital.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe, you know, places like that took advantage of economies of scale. If you build a larger
yeah.
school,
mm-hmm.
you have more funds, right?
Yes.
And so... You build, instead of building three small schools
yes.
spread out, you build one big school, and I guess that's part of the problem you're talking about.
There's also more cars now since 1969.
Yeah,
it used to be
yeah.
one car per household. Now it's a lot more, so people can drive,
yeah,
so
yeah,
they
yeah.
will.
And Sunderland is on 22nd Avenue, so?
It is on 22nd Avenue, yeah.
Is it a bike lane? I don't think
No, it's a big...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a four lanes.
And it's also a street that people treat as if it's a highway.
Yes, like, it's very fast.
Yeah, I live on the south side and I take that street every now and then, and I'm always like, oh my god, like,
yes.
I'm driving the speed limit, what do you want me to do?
I know. Yes, it's also the, on the south side, there's not a lot of, if you're not on 22nd or 18th Avenue South, there's not a lot of cross streets that go all the way through.
Yeah,
it's not a complete
true.
Grid down
yeah.
there. We bike down 22nd Street, because
mm-hmm.
we're coming from the north, mm-hmm. and that is a two lane with bike lanes on it, so that is a...
And also, those bike lanes end after 9th Avenue South at 15th.
They do.
Right? Yeah.
And
then they restart after 18th.
They do, yeah.
So we need more bike lanes, what are you saying?
Yes. Just like a continuous path where they don't just stop. Because I always want to tell people, you know, I want to say it's all bike lanes, but it's not. It's mostly all bike lanes, but there are a few spots that are not. Yeah, you know, because if I could say it's all bike lanes all the way, it would be much more easier, I think, to convince people.
So now this brings us to the question that I think a lot of people think about when you bring up the idea of biking to school, and that is it safe to bike to school? Right, that's a question that all the parents are saying. Like, I'm not safe.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I mean, I bike to school every day with my child, and. She's on the back of my bicycle, so that's a little different than having your own child biking next to you. But I feel like it's safe as long as you know that you need to be fully on guard the whole time, and that you know you're the one responsible. You need to be on top of it, and you need to find the right route, basically. It takes a lot more work to find a good route to be able to get there where you feel safe. I feel like there are safe ways to get there. You just have to be proactive about finding a way to get there.
You have to map it out.
Yes. It's a lot more involved.
And sometimes doing that is also actually doing that route and then figuring out what is the alternative route that
mm-hmm.
I can do.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, we have a lot of different routes now since we've been going every day. And it's great because we can go down different roads and we see new houses and new things happening.
That's great that you're sort of the pioneer and you're sticking to it, because hopefully other people will sort of follow
yeah.
that. Maybe somebody will be like, oh, let me join you one morning or whatnot.
Yes.
Right?
I feel like I need to be out there, because if I want other people to bike, like, I need to be like, see, you can
right.
do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, I want to be the one that people see when they're biking, driving by, and be like, you know, hey, we're here.
Yeah, it's good to be an example.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
For the bike and roll event, what other methods of transit did people use apart from biking?
Oh, we had scooters. we even had some joggers with us running behind. We had roller skates. A couple inline skates, some cargo bikes. We had electric bikes, electric scooters. We had a whole mix.
I also saw a DJ.
Yes. Yes, we have the cargo bucket bike was converted into a DJ mobile. One of the students was doing a DJ set on the way to school.
That's very fun.
It was awesome.
That's very fun. I look forward to hearing about this happening again next year, and I like the idea of doing it monthly.
Yeah.
Definitely,
that's really cool. I mean, this is really cool.
We've had a lot of interest. There were a lot of parents that, you know, afterwards, because it was a big party at the school when we got there, and everybody was like, "What's going on?" You know, and everybody was interested. And there's even been, I've heard from other students that their parents are like biking, letting them bike around more to other things around their neighborhood and to parks. So that makes me happy.
That's good.
How do you bike in the summer here?
We have a battery powered bike, which is helpful when it's hot. But really, we're just, you know, we're usually biking to splash pads anyway. We're biking to the beach. We're doing like summer activities in Florida, so
yeah.
There's usually water involved. So it's usually not too bad. You can also bike as slow as you need to. The slower you go, the less fun. Yeah.
All right, well, should we go on to our lightning round?
Yes, we should.
We have a surprise lightning round for you. So we wanted to keep things bicycle related.
Okay.
So we have 10, well, 9, I guess.
Yeah.
9, we never got to the 10th question. We've got 9 sort of rapid fire questions. You're just going to tell us whether you think it's true or false.
Okay.
So we have 9 statements. Go ahead, Sam, should we start?
A bicycle can stay upright without a rider as long as it's traveling at least 8 miles per hour. True or false?
You know, I feel like I've done that, so I'm going to say true.
Correct, it is true.
I don't think we do that with heavy bikes, but I think really light bikes.
About 100 million bicycles are manufactured worldwide each year.
Gosh, I don't know. I'm going to guess true to be positive.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true. There's a lot of bicycles.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
London is the city with the most cyclists. True or false?
I'm going to go false.
Yep, correct. Wow. It is false. It's Copenhagen.
I knew it.
A bicycle with 3 wheels is called a Trilociraptor.
That would be amazing for those people.
It is a tricycle.
I really wish it was called that.
It's a good name.
I think they should change that.
Yeah, officially change the name.
BMX or bicycle motocross became an Olympic sport at the 2008 Beijing Olympics.
Oh,
true or false?
True?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, listen carefully to this one. The prototype for the first mountain bike was developed in 1941.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know, false?
Do you think it's before that or after that?
After that?
It was in 1977. I would have guessed earlier.
I know. I was shocked when I found out.
I was surprised. I was like, that recent?
There are 300 rentable line bikes in the downtown St. Pete area.
I feel like there were like 250, but maybe... Oh, wait, did we increase it to 300? Did that happen yet? I'm going to go with true, because I think...
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's
great.
The Pinellas Trail is 72 miles long.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know. True?
It's false. 45 miles.
45.
That was
Sumitra's
question.
It's not,
you got there, Sumitra.
I think because it's not like fully complete, right? There's some gaps or something. Maybe, or they're expanding it?
I'll be honest, I'm not...
I haven't done the whole trail. It's on my list.
I just switched the units. It's 72 kilometers long, 45 miles long.
Okay, there we go.
Over 500 people get their mail by bicycle in St. Pete. True or false?
Oh, that's true. Maybe?
No? It's false.
It's false? I've seen bicycle mail carriers.
Actually, it's a 100-year tradition where in St. Pete, where about a dozen mail carriers deliver mail to 15,000 people.
15,000. I've definitely seen mail carriers on bicycles.
In the 3371
system. Isn't that insane? 15,000 people get their mail by bicycle in St. Pete. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
I love that.
It kind of makes sense on the zip code too, like in the downtown area. Mm. Like, it just makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to get around. I imagine it'd be hard to use a car.
Yeah.
Because everything's so close.
On that van, yeah. Right.
You know.
Definitely.
I was surprised that it's only a dozen.
Yeah,
dozen mail carriers.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
They're working very impressive. Well, you got, what, 8 out of 9?
Yes.
Wow, all right.
That's pretty impressive. 7 out of 9, I guess. Still passing, so congrats on that.
So you're staying on the company.
Yeah,
so
that's your prize.
Okay.
Thank you again for joining us and telling us all about the Bike and Roll program. And best of luck. I look forward to seeing it expand, seeing every school with doing this program.
Me too. Thank you, guys.
And we can't, as a committee, wait to market it as well more. Yeah. You know, we didn't get a chance to really market it this year. Yeah. So we're looking forward to really marketing it next year when you make it more often.
Amazing. All right.
And everyone, please don't forget to follow us on all social media. We are Carfree St. Pete on every social media that you use.